次的灵恩会啊，都有两节的啊见证会。
Every spiritual convocation will have two sessions of testimony.
啊，是今天这一堂跟明天还有一节啊见证会。
And which is separate into today's session, also tomorrow.
啊，我们都知道见证会的目的就是要让我们的同龄啊，因为他有啊很有。新的不要为主耶稣做见证，而且呢，他在这个期间也可以述算神的恩典。
And the purpose of the testimony is so that members will have the hearts to speak about their testimony and also to number the blessings that God has given to them.
也可以让我们弟兄姐妹大家在这里啊，可以真正分享到他亲身经历的。
And the members here can also hear the grace that the testifier have received in his life. And we know that giving a testimony is to glorify God. And this also helps.To grow in our faith.
今天感谢主，我们请到林静芝姐妹在这里做见证。
Thank God we are able to find Sister Lin to help us to do a testimony session today.
现在先请林姐妹。
So we'd like to invite Sister Lin. Please pray in silence.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
我在上个星期中突然接到 Michael Tang 弟兄打电话跟我说，我可以不可以来？
Last week, I received a phone call from Brother Michael Tang to see if I can testify in the Garden Grove Church.
因为是做神的工，而且在这一两年内，我神给我很大的恩典，所以我不敢拒绝他，我就答应了。
And because this is doing God's work.And I, for the past 2 years, I've received so much blessings from the Lord, and I dare not to refuse his request. And so I accept it.
我们现在就一起来分享我患难中的恩典。
And I would like to share the grace that I have received.
俗语常说，人生世事难料。
And there's a saying that in life, there's always things happen to us.
不错，在我们圣经当中也有这样一句话说，若不在神的旨意和恩典之中，人的规划计算最终是落空的。
And there's also a saying in the Bible, if it is not God's will or His grace, and the man of plan will eventually be empty.
这次我体验到了。
And this is something that I have experienced.
大约在三年前，就是2012年五月的时候。
And it is about 3 years ago, in May of 2012.
我先生膝盖突然红肿，痛得很厉害，所以我们就。回台湾去治疗。
My husband's knee suddenly was swollen, and to the point that we went back to Taiwan to have some treatment.
就治疗了差不多快一年，正准备要回来的时候， 准备要回来美国的时候。
And after a year of treatment, we were about to return back to the United States.
我机票也都订好了，就在2013年的4月25日要回来。
And I have also purchased the tickets, and we plan to come back on the April 25th of 2013.
但是在差不多一个月之前，某一天晚上我睡觉的时候。
And, but before that date, about a month prior,
突然摸到我左胸部下方差不多七八点钟的那个位置，有一个高凸出来的东西。
And as I was sleeping, and I found there is something that a bump that is on the lower left of my chest.
当下我还以为是肋骨头变形，是骨头变形。
And at first, I thought it was a bone distortion.
但是我后来越想越不对，如果是这样的话，应该是会痛的。
But as I think about it a little bit more, if I had a bone distortion, I actually would feel a lot of pain.
所以我就一转身变成侧卧，在自己在摸摸那个东西。
So I turned myself a little bit and to try to touch on more areas.
果然是不错，是在乳房里面。
And in fact, that bump was inside the breast.
但是我那个时候想说，观察四天以后再到医院去做检查吧。
And during that time.I thought that maybe I would spend a couple more days to think about this before I went to the hospital to have a checkup. So I decided to have a vacation to go to the southern part of Taiwan to have fun with my husband.
那在度假的时候，我先生突然接到一个电话。
And during the vacation time, my husband received a phone call.
那电话是我以前服务医院的一个同事，妇产科医师。
And this phone call was from a doctor in OBGYN where I used to work at.
说要到我们家来拜访。
And this doctor wanted to pay a visit to our house.
我先生跟他讲，我们现在不在台北，等我回去以后再到你太太的诊所去找你。
And so my husband told the doctor that we are not home right now, so after we go back, we'll go to...your wife's clinic center.
那个他太太也是我以前的同事，也是妇产科医师。
And his wife is also my old colleague, and she is also a doctor for OBGYN.
所以就这样，我们在他的诊所，我看到他挂的一个牌子是写着乳癌检查。
So when I arrived to her clinical center, I saw there is a sign on top saying it's a breast cancer examination.
所以我就问护士小姐，你们有没有乳房超音波检查
？So I asked the nurse if there is a breast ultrasound tests.
她说有。
And she said yes.
所以我马上就挂号。
So I immediately made an appointment.
当医师在帮我检查的时候，他的表情很严肃，都不说话，很认真的在做。
When the doctor was doing some tests, and her face was looked very serious.
所以我心里就有事了。
And so in my heart, I feel there must be something happen.
所以我等她全部检查完。
After she completed the test.
果然不错，她竟然告诉我说，那个东西可能不好的成分比较大。
And she told me that the lump has the high possibility that it's a malignant.
他就建议我说要帮我转诊到大医院去做一个乳房摄影跟病理切片检查。
So she suggests me that to go to a bigger hospital to do a mammogram as well as a biopsy.
我就接受了他的建议。
So I accepted her suggestion.
回到我原来服务的医院。
I went back to the hospital that I used to work at.
神的作为就是这样的奇妙。
And God's work is just wonderful.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，各按其时成为美好。
And there's a saying in the Bible that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
这是传道书中所说的。我就是这样，我的病才得到医治。
This is recorded in Ecclesiastes, and it is because of this that my illness was healed.
你说这不是神的恩典吗？
Isn't this a wonderful grace of God?
神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
The reason God used this is so that we can have a fervent heart in front of Him.
我到了大医院去做检查后的两天。
And after I went to the hospital to do the exams for 2 days.
刚好碰到台湾在放长假。
And it happened that there is a holiday season in Taiwan.
所以很多检查都要很久的时间才会出来。
So, for all the tests to come out with the results, it will usually take longer time.
我五天后回诊的时候，竟然病理切片都还没做。
After I went back to the hospital, 5 days after I took the test, the result did not come out yet.
那个外科医师他就主动的打电话给病理科的主任说，请这个病人的先优先帮他做。
And so the physician doctor.Especially called the department that is taking care of this, these results to see if they can speed up the process.
所以当天下午就诊断确定就是乳癌。
And so after they tried to examine the results, indeed that it was a breast cancer.
那医师马上就叫我说住院开刀。
So the doctor told me that I should be admitted and immediately have surgery.
我当时还很镇静的跟他跟那个外科医师说，不要考虑我要回美国的时间。
And I told the doctor calmly that you do not need to worry about the timing that I'm going back to the United States.
该做的检查要先做好，以生命安全为优先考虑。
And safety is the most important that you should do all the proper examinations.
因为你身体状况不同，他开刀的方法就不一样。
Because of the health conditions of each patient, the way they do the surgery is also different.
所以那个外科医师马上开了很多的特殊检查。
So the physician did a lot of different tests.
像全身骨头扫描。
The whole body scan.
腹部超音波。
The abdominal and abdominal scan.
心脏。
And also the heart ultrasound.
心脏超音波，哦。还有胸部断层。
And also the breast CT scan.
抽肝机能检查，还有肾脏机能检查。
The liver and kidney function tests.
还有癌指标的那个检查。
And also the cancer screening indicator as tests.
并且还会诊了内科医师做一个大肠镜。
And also do the the colonoscopy.
这不是神的怜悯施恩哦，是无法这么顺利而且快的。
If it is not because of the mercy of God, the process wouldn't be so swift.
因为以我们过去工作经验，这是不可能的。我自己也都觉得很惊讶。
Because based on my work experience, I was shocked that the entire process went so smoothly and quickly.
所以我很快就在2013年的4月19日，我就完成了我的乳房切除手术。
So on April 19th of 2013, I complete my mastectomy exam.
算一算，从我发现到开刀完，伤口愈合，差不多一个月的时间。
So I counted myself that this process took about a month to complete.
这不是一个小伤口，那个开刀差不多有18公分长。
And this surgery was actually a not a small surgery, and the scar actually is about 18 cm long.
但是我手术后连止痛药跟抗生素消炎药都没有吃。
And after the surgery, I did not take any painkiller or anti-inflammatory antibiotics.
我的伤口愈合的也很好。
And my scar actually healed very well.
我就只有每天感谢祷告。
All I did was I pray with thanksgiving to God.
神是这样的爱我，怜悯看顾我。
God loves me so much, and He had mercy on me.
就好像腓立比书4:6-7所说的，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神会赐给你们意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
And just like in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, that be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ.
除此之外，我更深信主耶稣亲自应许的。他说，在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And I also deeply believe that the promise Lord Jesus Christ has given to us is that in me there is peace, and therefore when you have tribulations, you can take heart because I have overcome the world.
所以我的心一直都很平静，也不忧伤。
So my heart continue to have this peaceful mind, and there is no sorrow.
虽然我自己知道我自己所得的是绝症，一般人差不多谈来色变。
Even though I know that I have this terminal disease, usually people would be afraid of it.
但是我还能够照常的吃喝玩。
But I can continue to eat normally and drink normally.
因为我就完全交托给神。
Because I entrusted everything to God.
我知道神从一开始他就要医治我，绝对不会说半途而废。
I know that from the beginning, God will heal me, and He will not give up in halfway.
所以我就抱着喜乐的心是良药，忧伤的灵会属枯伤的枯干的态度，去面面去一一的面对着紧接的后面要来的各种治疗。
So I use the heart of a joyful heart as my medicine, instead of a sorrowful heart that would dry the bone. to face all the challenges that I would face.
我做了八次的化疗，二十五次的电疗，还有标靶十二次。
I did 8 different chemotherapies and 25 times of radiation therapies and also 12 times of targeted therapies.
因为我也相信神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所受的，过于所能受的试探。在受试探的时候，他总要给你开出一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得治。
And because I believe that no temptation has overtaken except such as common to man. So no temptations have overcome you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
确实是这样，我终于是在去年，就是2014年的九月的时候，我全部的疗程就平安，而且很顺利，没有太大的副作用，按照医师的计划结束。
And so, indeed, this is what happened, that I was able to complete this process of treatment by the end of September of 2014.
真感谢主，也感谢教会的弟兄姐妹爱心关怀跟带导。以及我家人的辛苦照顾。
I really thank God, also thank the church members and also my family for all the cares and prayers.
主耶稣在最后晚餐的时候有说，我是给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
And during the Last Supper, Lord Jesus has said this, that I have given you a new commandment.
我想教会的弟兄姐妹们都做到了。
And that is to love one another. And I believe all the church members have done this.
因为当我化疗后头发掉光光的时候
，And when I was doing the chemotherapy, as my hair start to fall.
教会的姐妹看到路人戴着头巾很漂亮。
And some church sisters, they saw there are some headbands that are quite beautiful.
他还特地跑去问路人说：“你从哪里买的？还买来送给我。”
And so they approach and ask, "Where do they get this headband from?" And then they bought it for them.
还教我如何的穿戴。
And they also teach me how to wear them.
还有我白血球降得很低的时候，姐妹还煮牛肉汤来补我的身体。
As my white blood cells level goes lower than normal, a lot of church members they cook different beef so that they can help my nutrition.
因为医生说牛肉可以使白血球升得比较快，升。
Because the doctor referenced that you can eat more beef in order to replenish white blood cells.
那手术后，因为我衣服穿都比较困难。
And after the surgery, it was more difficult for me to wear clothing.
姐妹还亲自的做容易穿透的衣服送给我。
So some sisters, they actually made specialized clothing so that it would be easier for me to put on.
这样的爱心给我终身难忘。
And this kind of love, truly, that I will not forget.
也让我度过了这个黑暗的阴谷。
And it also helped me overcome this shadow of death.
真的爱拯救了我。
Because this love truly saved me.
求主纪念他们的爱。
May the Lord remember their love.
我们有主耶稣真好。
It is indeed that so wonderful that we have the Lord Jesus with us.
还有我在平常的时候，我有习惯的早上或者早上起床或者晚上要睡觉出门之前，我都会先祷告。
And every morning, before I go out, or every evening before I sleep, I would always pray.
在祷告中向神祈求怜悯施恩医治我的病。
And I would pray to God that he is able to heal all my illness.
不管我知道的病或者我不知道的病，都求主医治。
Whether it's illness that I already know or illness that I do not yet know.
我这样向神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音。
And as I ask God to help and hope that he can hear my prayer.
我在他面前的呼求也入了他的耳中。
And the request that I cry out on my daily prayer went into his ear.
因为这样，所以将我隐藏的病显露出来。
Because of this, this illness that was hidden was able to be revealed.
能够让我在回来美国之前发现这个肿瘤。
So that before I came back to the United States, I was able to find out this tumor.
因为据找我的那个妇产科医师，他是专门研究癌细胞的，他告诉我，我这个病至少有两三年了。
And because the doctor that helped me did the surgery.She told me that this tumor actually was there for two or three years.
但是我一直都不知道。
But I did not know that it was there.
其实我每次回台湾，我都有在做健康身体健康检查。
In fact, every time I go back to Taiwan, I would do a complete.Body check.
像心脏超音波啦，肝脏、肾脏这些，我都有在做追踪、做检查的。
And I would do a heart ultrasound, or lung, or a liver, or a kidney, and so that I can know what happened to my body.
就是唯独没有做乳房的检查。
Everything except mammogram.
因为在我七十岁的时候，我是有做过乳房摄影。
And because when I was 70 years old, I did a mammogram before.
那个时候出来报告是跟我讲没有特殊变化，因为我们以前上班的时候每年都有在做健康检查，他说没有特殊的变化。
And as the result came out, it says that there is no special change.
所以我想。年纪这么大了，没问题，所以我这一方面就把它疏忽掉。
And since I feel that I'm advanced in age, so I do not think that I need to have a further exam.
这若不是神的恩典，我如果是照我的计划，就在2013年4月25日就回来美国，其后果真的不堪设想。
So, If I indeed follow my own plan and come back to the United States on April 25th of 2013, then the result might be much different.
因为在美国虽然有保险，我根本就没有去家庭医师那边看过一次病。
Because even though I have a health insurance in America, but I usually do not go to my primary care physician.
而且这个根本不痛不痒，没有任何的症状，
and、
所以我更不会去看。
Because this illness has no pain at all, and there is no indication of any type of illness, and so I wouldn't even go to a body check at all.
那这一年来，一年
Indeed, it is very troublesome to go through all these treatments in Taiwan. Even though I did not experience some other people that have experienced that is so painful that I would hit the wall. And this is what one of my one of the sisters that that testified that when she had the illness, she wanted to hit the wall because it was so painful.
而且呕吐的时候，整天抱着马桶不离开。
And there is constant vomit that they will just hold on to the toilet.
那头痛的要裂开，那种痛是像蚂蚁在爬要裂开这样。
And there is a severe headache that is so painful. It's like ants is crawling over your entire head.
那口腔黏膜破烂都无法进食。
There's oral ulcer that will prevent you from eating anything.
这么痛苦的事，我是没有发生。
All these different kind of sufferings, I did not experience it.
但是呢，我可以感受到那个癌药的那个威力。跟它的副作用确实是很吓人的。
But I can experience the pain the power of this anti cancer drugs as well as the side effects.
当我打完第一针化疗的时候
，After I took the first shot of the chemotherapy，
因为在七到八天的中间，医师都会再给我验一下血。
And within 7 to 10 days, the doctor would test my blood.
所以我的白血球从正常的七八千，马上就掉到两千多一点。
And my white blood cell at a normal gauge is about 7 to 8 thousand cc, and it immediately dropped to 2,000 cc.
第三天头发就开始掉落。
And on the third day.My hair start to fall.
是大把大把的。
It is in chunks.
所以没有几天，我的头就全部掉光了。
So after few more days, my hair completely was gone.
这些都是正常的反应而已。
All these are normal reaction.
有的人还要白血球生不起来，还要输血或者说输那个。红血球、白血球。
And some people, they would not even have, be able to generate white blood cells, so they have to go through blood transfusion.
因为你白血球如果降到两千以下，化疗就不能再继续治疗。
Because if your white blood cells, drop down below 2,000, then you cannot continue to have chemotherapy.
也有病人跟我讲。它是漏针，就是针打到血管以外去了，漏到以外去了。
And there are also some patients told me that when they have injections, those medicine will not be able to go inside their body, and instead they'll come out.
它的肌肉就腐烂，天天发高烧。那个外科医师每天给他清伤口，住院差不多半年才医好。
And so it will create.Muscle ulcer and also high fever so that they have to stay in the hospital to be treated for half a year minimum.
所以有的人就治疗好多年化疗都还没做完。
And so there are many patients that they went through a lot of treatments, but yet their illness was not healed.
感谢神的保守看顾。
Thank God for God's grace and his protection.
他是给我一个好的医疗团队。
And he have given me a very good medical team.
让我都能够按照医师的计划，每个阶段、每个疗程 都能够很顺利平安的结束。
And throughout all the process and the treatment plan, I was able to smoothly go through each treatment.
神的大能作为，我要赞美他。
And God's work is so miraculous that I need to praise Him.
这就真的感谢主的保守看顾。
This time, it is truly, I have to thank for His wonderful care.
我的医师跟我讲，你的反应是最轻的。
And my physician tells me that your reaction is actually quite normal.
也祈求神再继续带领我。
And I continue to ask God to guide me.
能够很平安，所以我就医师准我来三个月，还要回去再做追踪。我要来之前，我都有在做过全部的那些检查。那个报告都给我讲是 OK 的，所以他才准许我来三个月。
And so the doctor told me before I come back to US that you have to go through some exams and you can only come here for 3 months before we can regularly check to see if all the illness has been healed.
因为化疗的时候我有做一个人工血管，是每个月要冲洗一次的。
And because during the treatment process, I have to go through this. Every month, I have to go back to the hospital to clean my internal body. So because they're afraid that the bloodstream will be clogged.
因为平常这个是要放四五年以上。
Usually, the treatment will be about 4 to 5 years long.
医师就是追踪，我来的时候做追踪，看我的情况不错，所以他说你三个月回来再冲洗，如果阻塞了就把你拿掉好了。
And as they do the follow-up work, they say that every 3 months they will have to recheck in order to make sure that I'm okay.
所以感谢主保守看顾。
So I want to thank the Lord for His protection and care.
也愿神赐福给大家。
And may God's blessing also be among all of us.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于天上的真神。
May all the glory and praise be unto God's holy name. Amen.
最主林姐妹给我们一个很好的见证。
I thank the Lord that Sister Lin had shared a wonderful testimony.
我们大家分享了她的见证，对我们来讲的，对我们信心一定是有帮助。
The testimony that she has shared has indeed will help to build our faith.
因为他经过了那么一段时间痛苦，而且是大家也很担心的，而且当然是诚心的倚靠主，常常祷告，而且得到神的看顾跟安慰，所以他是特别的现在心情还是很轻松，很感谢神的恩典。
And so even though she has to go through this long process of treatment, and yet she had a very calm heart to go through all these pains.
我们先看马太福音书马太福音书二十一章二十二节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 21 verse 22.
21:22.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
我们这一节圣经就是告诉我们, 要祷告, 你们祷告无论求什么, 只要信, 这个是非常重要, 只要我们信, 就必得着。
In here it says that we, in everything that we must pray, and in your prayer, if we believe, that we shall receive what we ask.
所以啊，我们有信心，就是我们在教会啊，常常都是祷告，靠着信心，我们跟神交通啊，跟神来啊祈求。
At church, when we pray, we often have use our faith to pray to God.
啊，所以我们常常都有得到意想不到的啊平安。
If oftentimes we will receive this peace that will surpass understanding.
人生在世上啊，都会有各种不同的遭遇。
In our personal life, we will encounter a different kind of personal experience.
常常都会碰到有灾难啊，或者有病痛啊的事情的。
We will have tribulations and pain or suffering or illness in life.
不可能说一个人没有碰到什么不如意的事或者病痛。
It is impossible for human to not encounter any difficulties or illness.
只是在严重不严重而已。
It only has a different severity of it.
刚才林姐妹也讲了，因为她有信心倚靠神，所以她就心情就很平安，因为感觉到神是在看顾她，而且是安慰她。
And as Sister Lin had testified that she has this faith toward God, and therefore she believed God will take care of her.
我们再看一节圣经，就是马太福音书第九章。
Let's turn to another Bible reference in Matthew chapter 9.
第八章，第八章。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 17.Matthew chapter 8, verse 17.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness.
其实啊，先知已经传达很多的信息，就是传达神啊对我们的应许。
And the prophet have already proclaimed a lot of the message of God.
你看在这里我们不讲其他，就是单单这一句话，他担当我们的疾病啊。
And from this simple verse that God himself took our infirmities.
这个疾病对人一生来讲很常都会碰到的。
Because men oftentimes would encounter infirmities.
那些没有相信主耶稣的人，所以他们会常常啊，都是好像林姐妹讲啊，都是又喊啊，又撞啊，又叫，什么样都有。
And as Sister Lin have testified that some people when they have illness, they would cry it out and then they will do abnormal things.
我们信主的人就感觉到有神来分担，来帮助我们的痛苦。
When we believe in God, we believe that He will bear our sickness.
因为凡事都有神的美意。
In everything, there is God's will.
所以有神啊，他会安慰帮助我们的。
He will comfort us and He will help us.
所以非常感谢主，今天我们在这里。有听到林姐妹很好的见证。
And we want to thank God that we have heard a wonderful testimony from Sister Lin.
在这里，我们大家有机会分享，也是一个缘分呐。要不然没有听到的人当然是没有重新再提醒自己对神的信心。
And it is also a reminder for all of us to build on.The faith through this testimony.
因为这样可以大家一起来荣耀神的名。
Because through this testimony, we can all glorify the name of God.
也可以对我们的信心的长进有帮助。
And also, grow in our faith.
最后来唱一首诗。
Let's lastly sing a hymn.
96首，我们唱三节的话，96首。
The singing number 96.